Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation joining us after this.
While other manufacturers are scrambling to adopt SCR technology to meet emission standards, Case IH is in the field, maximizing productivity and setting records for fuel efficiency. We're leading the way with over 10,000 SCR tractors already at work. It's proven efficient power you can find on all our high horsepower equipment, including combines and sprayers. And right now, get great offers when you pre-order 2013 models. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
Producers Cooperative Oil Mill has been providing high-quality cottonseed products since 1944. Home offices in Oklahoma City, where they serve clients nationally with cottonseed oil, cottonseed meal, cottonseed hulls, linters, and whole cottonseed. In recent years, they've made investments in the winter canola industry in the Southern Plains, helping it develop and thrive. For more information, contact Gene Newens at 405-232-7555. PCOM, proud sponsors of our daily email. Dan Hallstrom is with the U.S. Meat Export Federation based out of Denver. He's a senior VP for global marketing and communications. He was in the Middle East this week talking with USMEF representatives in the region, as well as with several buyers and traders of U.S. beef as well. He says that this part of the world is a rapidly changing marketplace, and that includes for U.S. beef. He says it is a market truly in transition.
Really, the exciting part about the Middle East right now is the expansion away from just variety meats. It's still a big market for variety meats, livers, hearts, kidneys. But the emerging area is the muscle cuts. And 5 years ago, 95% of our value was variety meats. Last year, 60% of our value was muscle cuts. 40% of the value was variety meats. So what's happening is that we're starting to diversify into many different cuts all across the region.
When we're talking about the Middle East, as far as the U.S. Meat Export Federation is concerned, we're talking about all the way from West Africa to Kazakhstan. Hallstrom says that social and political unrest in this Middle Eastern region has done very little up to this point to slow demand for U.S. beef.
The unrest from a humanitarian standpoint is unfortunate, but the reality is that their desire for higher levels of protein continue to increase, and that's where U.S. beef, high-quality grain-fed beef comes in.
Through July, beef exports to the region are down slightly in terms of volume, about 201 million pounds total, but are still 8% ahead of last year's record pace in terms of value at $202 million. We've got a lot of variety meats that are going into the Middle East, but also beef muscle cuts have grown. However, we're being knocked down a little bit on those muscle cuts here in 2012 because of Saudi Arabia stepping away from the U.S. beef market for the time being. According to Hallstrom, this has been especially frustrating for some of the smaller exporters from the U.S. into that region specifically.
Some of our smaller, middle-sized members specialize in only the Middle East. There's several of these members that are disproportionately focused on Saudi. So yes, they've been hurt with millions of dollars of losses. The ironic thing is that the Middle East, for the most part, the entire region is open, unfettered access, all cattle, all ages, with the exception of Saudi Arabia. Saudi was a very good market, and we're starting to lose some of that share now because we're several months without access, and some of our global competitors are starting to get some of that business. So I know it's high on the radar for our industry to regain access into Saudi. It's high on the USDA's radar as well in Washington. We've been working with them, and hopefully they can make some breakthroughs with their counterparts on the Saudi side.
Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Monday, October 1st, don't miss Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale at the Ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Now, it all begins at noon, selling 250 Angus bulls and 250 commercial springbred heifers. For more information, just call them toll-free, 800-664-3977, or go online to expressranches.com. It's the Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming up Monday, October 1st, at the Ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.